Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tomorrow, the candidates for Attorney General meet in their final scheduled debate before Election Day. Until the primary, it appeared the incumbent, Democrat Martha Coakley, would be unchallenged. But a little-known Republican lawyer, Jim McKenna, made it on the ballot with a write-in campaign. In the past, such a challenge might not have caused many ripples. But as WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov reports, McKenna and Coakley are campaigning in the post-Scott Brown era.
Martha Coakley is everything she was not during her race against Republican Scott Brown for the U.S. Senate. This time, she's been doing the kind of retail politicking she didn't do during her run against Brown, like shaking hands at a pumpkin festival and accepting endorsements in public places such as Faneuil Hall.
Friends and supporters in law enforcement, it's a true honor to stand here today with these.
Coakley is also trying hard to connect with voters emotionally. Debbie Epen, whose son Matthew was killed by his au pair in 1997, endorses Coakley, who won the guilty verdict as an assistant district attorney in Middlesex County.
Martha brought hope to my devastated family. The jury reached a verdict of murder in the second degree right before Halloween. Martha Coakley continues her support to victims and families.
With the Senate race behind her, Coakley says she's changed the way she's campaigning in this re-election.
I understand people's perceptions. I've taken to heart that people felt somehow that I didn't care, I didn't work harder. I've taken nothing for granted since February.
Since then, Coakley has been on the campaign trail essentially running against herself and the perceptions of her campaign against Brown. She did not have an opponent for the AG's office until September, when Republican Jim McKenna succeeded as a write-in with 27,000 votes.
That illustrates just how much the people really wanted to change.
McKenna is a private insurance defense lawyer. He used to be a prosecutor in Suffolk and Worcester counties. His campaign message is about fighting political corruption and illegal immigration. McKenna says Coakley is soft on illegal immigrants.
Felons who are being released from prison, illegal immigrants, aren't referred for deportation. They're just put back on the street. If Martha Coakley was doing her job, that wouldn't be the case.
McKenna frequently attacks Coakley for not aggressively pursuing public corruption, especially against former state senator Diane Wilkerson.
At the time she was given immunity, she was still accepting bribes. We've seen pictures of her stuffing bribe money into her clothes. That is something we have to stop.
But Coakley didn't give Wilkerson immunity. The FBI prosecuted Wilkerson, and she pled guilty to attempted extortion. And Coakley points out, as a prosecutor, she's brought 40 cases of public corruption. Coakley, who's been attorney general for the past 4 years, says she's running on a record of keeping people safe, by protecting seniors from abuse and fraud, by keeping the internet safe from child predators, and by holding banks accountable for fair lending.
It should be about what's your record, what are you going to do for taxpayers, for consumers, for civil rights, what are you going to do about keeping kids safe? And that's my challenge to him.
On his website, McKenna doesn't list his positions on health care costs, civil rights, and child safety. He says his top priority is restoring trust in government. He calls the federal universal health care law unconstitutional and says he'll do everything in his power to prevent its implementation in Massachusetts. Meanwhile, he will not state his position on gay marriage, which he's been asked about several times, including during this debate on New England Cable News with Jim Browdy.
Do you or do you not support gay marriage?
I think the Attorney General's role is to enforce the law, not revisit settled laws such as that.
Coakley is a longtime supporter of gay marriage. She and McKenna also differ on the death penalty. She opposes it. McKenna says it should be brought back under some circumstances. While Coakley has the backing of the Democratic Party machine and most law enforcement, McKenna has picked up some high-profile backers, including former Republican governors William Weld and Paul Cellucci. What McKenna needs is more visibility, which he worked on recently with a campaign stop at Boston University's Student Center.
I'm Jim McKenna, running for Attorney General. Nice to meet you.
Hi,
how are
nice
you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Jim McKenna.
How are you?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
As a man in a suit, McKenna stands out, but he's energetic and relaxed. What he might want to ask these students is if they're registered to vote in Massachusetts. It's fair to say McKenna is in an uphill battle against Coakley's name recognition and reputation. But it's hard not to make the comparison. A little-known Republican lawyer takes on a well-known attorney general, and nothing is certain. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.